Secret Worship, one of the John Silent series of stories of the supernatural and the uncanny by Algernon Blackwood. Adapted for radio by Sheila Hodgson. Secret Worship.
Here you are, Governor. Governor, this is the place, ain't it?
What's there? Where are we?
Vagabond's Club, sir. Can you manage?
What kind of a joke is this? I told you to drive me to number 7 Avery Street.
Hey, you never. Vagabond's Club, you said.
No, I shall not tolerate insolence, my man. I am on my way home.
All right, Governor. Blowed if I care. Drive you to the moon, if that's your fancy. You want number 7 Avery Street now. Is that it?
Wait. You must forgive me. I'm not well.
Don't you worry, sir. I've been that way myself more times than enough. You sit back and don't you worry. I'll see you get home in one piece.
No. As we seem to have arrived at the club. Why did I say the club? Still, we've got to the club. I shall rest for a little. What do I owe you?
1 6, sir.
Thank you. You may keep the change. Good night.
Here. Governor, you give me half a sovereign. What about that thing, eh? Drunk, of course. Drunk as a lord. Which he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He wasn't no lord. But drunk he was. No word of a lie.
Good evening, Mr. Hubbard. Shall I take your coat?
Oh, yes. I am much obliged to you.
Dr. Silence is in the reading room, sir. He came in a couple of hours back.
John. Yes, that would be sensible, I think. Clearly something must be done.
Sir?
Ask them to send a large brandy up to the reading room, will you? And could you get hold of some kind of headache powder for me?
I'll see what I can do, sir. Not feeling too good, are you?
John, am I going mad?
I doubt it. Why?
These last few weeks, I can't concentrate. The most ordinary words elude me. I go to buy a newspaper, and I can't for the life of me remember what the thing is called. I stand there gaping at the newsboy. I tell my housekeeper to fetch coals when I want the morning letters. And a bare 10 minutes ago, I ordered a cabby to drive me to the club when I wanted to go home to my dinner. Upon my word, it strikes you as amusing.
Oh, forgive me, my old friend. I sympathize with you. It can be most bewildering and unpleasant. But in my professional capacity, I do assure you there is a very simple explanation and absolutely no cause for alarm.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, Stephen, come. Now, when did you last take a holiday? The truth, mind.
I've been excessively busy. There's been a great pressure of work at the office, certainly, but I cannot afford to take a holiday now.
Well, I'm afraid you must.
Out of the question.
Brandy, sir?
Oh, put it down. Oh, I'll add my own water.
Tell me, if lamentably that drink should turn out to be poisoned and you fell dead on the club room floor, what would happen?
What would... Oh, good God, John.
At your office, I mean.
Oh, that. Oh, young Venables would take over, I suppose.
Excellent. Then young Venables will have to take over for the next 6 weeks.
6 weeks? I couldn't leave the office.
Those are the doctor's orders, my dear fellow, and I must insist you follow them.
I don't want a holiday.
Would you prefer a lengthy illness? Now, let's be sensible. Abroad, I think, would be your best choice. Does the south of France appeal to you?
No.
Italy, perhaps?
I detest sightseeing. If I have to go away...
Yes?
There is a certain village... Don't laugh, I beg you. I was at school there, 30 years ago. I have extraordinary memories of the place. I suppose I was 13, 14 at the time... Even now I can smell the pine wood in the chapel, the scrubbed floors, the sauerkraut we had to eat.
Sauerkraut?
It was a monastery in South Germany. My parents had to go east and left me there for 2 years. 1860, I think. Yes, it must have been 1860.
Capital. Seems the very thing. Peaceful, calm. And I imagine fairly remote from this turbulent world of ours.
Oh, yes. It was in every way unworldly. Zomerau.
Shall we travel on Wednesday next?
What? What was that you said?
I regret to tell you, my dear man, that I don't trust you. You'll leave the club and go home and feel slightly better after that very large brandy. You will then decide that I'm talking nonsense and you do not need a holiday at all.
No, upon my honor, I will take a holiday, John.
Good. I shall be delighted to come with you.
It's very kind of you, John, and I'm grateful for the offer. I can't accept, of course. I would never presume on our friendship to such an extent.
Ah, you're looking better already.
I do believe you would have kidnapped me.
If I had 2 years. Oh, do sit down, Stevie. My knowledge of German is not extensive, but I'm fairly confident that notice says it is forbidden to lean out of the window.
Oh, the mountain air, John. I'm breathing life and hope.
You are most remarkably high. How far does the railway go?
There's only one more stop. That's our destination. Wow.
A fitting place for a monastery. A man could hardly get nearer to heaven.
Amazing. You have no idea how memories run back upon me. I spent only 2 years in Zomerau. Yes, it affects me, oh, most profoundly.
But you were happy.
Why, yes, yes. I believe I went through a very religious phase. I was impressed by the monks, you see. I thought their way of life utterly admirable and splendid. Yes, I was happy. And when my parents came from Strasbourg to take me home, I cried. Why do you frown?
I'm wondering if this visit is altogether sensible. Your famous school may have altered.
Oh, no. A monastery is timeless, my dear fellow. No, I shall find the monks virtually unchanged. Of that, I am convinced.
Older?
I beg your pardon?
They will of necessity be older.
Oh, that, of course. And there will be strangers amongst them and some empty places. But the classroom will still be there. The dormitory, the long hall where we took those silent meals. Another generation of small boys, John.
Do not expect too much.
We're here. This is the village. This is Zomerau. Can you open the door?
Yes,
quickly. Oh, I have come back. Hand me the case, there's a good man, and my walking stick. Landlord, you'll take another glass of beer, John.
Thank you, no.
Well, I shall. Isn't this capital, eh?
The inn seems pleasant enough.
I swear to you, I can feel youth rushing back into my veins. I grow younger every minute. Upon my word, I have a good mind to go out and look for the monastery now.
No, Stephen.
I'm not tired, old friend.
Well, I am. Now, we've had a long journey, Stephen, and it grows dark.
Night on the mountains, marvellous. I could climb to the very top.
My man.
Ah, landlord. I'm a beer, bitte.
Dear man.
Do you speak English?
Yeah, English.
I'm afraid my German's pretty rusty after all these years. I used to be at school here, you know.
Ah, school.
When I was 13. A very long time ago. It was in 1860. I studied at the monastery up the road.
Mr. Barton.
I expect you know it very well.
Speak the man here.
I don't believe he does speak English. The monastery, my good man. Cloister. That's it. Just Cloister. You see the monks every day on these village roads.
Aber nein, nein, nein. Gott in Himmel.
I beg your pardon. I think we're at cross purposes. I'm talking about the monastery. The monastery. The monks. It's about 2 miles from here, on the other side of the forest.
Lost a few feet near here, if you
Oh, where are you going? Come back. I want to speak to you.
The man is busy, Stephen. Let him be.
Oh, nonsense. There's nobody in the bar except us.
Then he's gone to fetch your drink. Now calm yourself. It is of no consequence. Tell me, did this inn exist when you were a boy?
Oh, I don't know. I really couldn't say. As a child of 13, I would hardly have noticed and certainly not been encouraged to go into it.
Schön, mein Herr.
Ah, danke schön. Look, perhaps you haven't been here very long. You are a stranger to Sommerau.
I am 15 years in this place, mein Herr. There is no monastery. There are no monks. You have made a mistake.
What? What did you say?
Oh, he was so mistaken. He's coming, lad.
Curious.
Did you hear that? The fellow's mad. What does he mean, no monastery? Of course there's a monastery. It was my school.
Yes, yes, Stephen. Now, do not distress yourself. I propose to go to bed. It's late, we've had a long journey, and you are not well.
He's keeping out of my way. You realize that, of course. He's trying to avoid me.
Who is trying to avoid you, my dear man?
The landlord. Only that serving girl in the bar today, and she pretends not to understand my German.
It is entirely possible, on your own admission, that she does not understand your German.
I will not say I expected to be welcome back. Indeed, the time lapse is too long. But to meet with nothing but blank stares, to be told the very place does not exist...
Shall we inquire at the post office?
Yes. Oh, bear with me, John. I am tedious company at the moment.
You are in the grip of an obsession, my dear fellow. And I may as well humor you.
Grüß Gott.
I've forgotten. What is the German for monastery?
Kloster.
Ah, yes, of course. Wo ist das Kloster, bitte?
Nicht mein Herr.
Kloster.
Keine Ahnung.
Do you understand me? Kennen Sie ein Kloster hier?
Nein.
Ah. Ah, danke schön, mein Herr.
He was lying.
It would seem a pointless exercise. Perhaps your old school has been closed for some time.
They would still remember.
My friend, are you certain this is the right village? Are you positive you have the correct name?
Yes.
I see.
You doubt my sanity
only
now.
Only your memories, Stephen. We speak of 30 years ago.
I tell you, John, I remember every turn in the road. The shape of the rocks. That patch on the mountain where the trees have died. Why, man, I could walk to the monastery from here.
Then let us do so.
Of course. Why not? How reasonable you are, my dear fellow. Now we can put this nonsense straight again. Now then. This is the path. We called it Deep Kelgen. There used to be an old stone gallows on the way. It can't be more than 2 miles. I promise you, we shall be back in time for lunch.
Now we have walked at least 8 miles. It is 1:30, and I, for one, would like to eat.
The thing is simply not possible.
Stephen, I want lunch. Let us turn back.
I will not believe...
Put down your stick. Examine the facts, my dear good fellow. Your road petered out 3 miles away. There's nothing here save the forest. Dark trees, a tangle of weeds and broken ground. There is no monastery.
But there was.
You have mistaken the village.
No. There's been a disaster, perhaps a fire. The buildings have been destroyed.
Where then are the ruins?
Oh, I have lost the path. That must be it. I've chosen the wrong way.
Stephen, we have searched. We have exhausted all reasonable hypotheses. I must insist on returning to the inn.
Oh, forgive me. I have wearied you. Indeed. I am not well.
We can go slowly. I beg you to remember, my friend, that you are here to recover your health, not to harass your mind into a nervous collapse.
I was so certain of it. Even the roadside looked familiar to me. I could have sworn... John!
What is it?
Over there, half hidden by the brambles. Man, can you not see it?
Well, let me ask you.
Well... Well?
You're right. Part of a stone framework.
We called it the Galgen. The gallows. I have walked this way before. Do you believe me now?
Curious.
My memory is not at fault. This is the place.
There is certainly some mystery here. Yes, but come, it'll have to wait. Let us make for the village. Ah, that was a most excellent pie, landlord.
Yes, indeed. Danke schön, Herr Potter.
I'll take some more salad, Stephen. Thank you. We must apologize for the lateness of the hour. We had the misfortune to lose ourselves in the forest. Can you follow what I'm saying?
But of course, Herr Doctor.
There is a path through the woods, very much overgrown.
Man.
There is a path, we were on it.
Man, you do not go. Please.
Oh, really?
Why not, my friend?
Gefahr and Raum. Strength is verboten.
Oh, what's upsetting the old boy?
Evil. You stay away. Yeah, away.
This is ridiculous.
Go after him, please. Hmm? And question the man closely. You'd better have an excuse for charging into the kitchen. Say we need some beer.
The story is absurd, John. The merest superstition.
Let me understand it. According to the villagers, there is a curse on the path.
Black magic, lost souls, and the devil. If what you believe the villagers, children have wandered onto that path at night and never been seen again.
Well, then at least it's susceptible of proof. It is a simple matter to check with the village priest to discover if children have in fact died or been lost on those mountain slopes.
Oh, he quoted chapter and verse, I must confess. The son of the local blacksmith is supposed to have disappeared in 1884. A boy from the other side of the valley came on a visit to his grandparents in 1887 and likewise vanished from human sight. My own reading of the situation is that both these unfortunate children lost their way, and it so happens that in both cases the bodies were never found. It's a wild part of the world and given to wild imaginings.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
I shall examine the church register. And you, Stephen, had better rest.
I'm not weary now.
No matter. In my professional capacity as your doctor, I prescribe 2 hours' sleep to be taken after meals. Which is to say, immediately.
There's no need, I promise you. I feel amazingly better despite that protracted walk, and my head is full of such whirling dreams.
Exactly. Now you will oblige me by lying down and not rising from your bed till 6:30.
Oh, not.
Now compose yourself, Stephen, a little calm. Now I'm going to the church. I shall not be long.
Guten Abend, Herr Doktor.
Ein Bier, bitte.
Again, Herr Doktor.
Has my friend woken yet?
Wie bitte, Herr Doktor?
Herr Hubbard, is he awake?
Oh, nein, he has gone.
What?
Oh, also he has left you a letter.
Give it to me.
Bitte, Herr Doktor.
Forgive me, my dear friend. I cannot expect you to share my intense need, my passionate desire to find the school again. I am conscious that I overtaxed your patience this morning. I am searching the forest alone. Be good enough to tell the landlord I shall return for dinner at 7:30.
How long? How long has he been gone?
Gone, yeah.
Fool that I am, I should have foreseen this. No matter, I can follow him. At least I have a reasonable notion of the way.
There should be a track. Here we used to walk on Sundays. Overgrown and desolate. Yet I could almost hear the chapel bell. Yes. Oh, surely, yes.
I am Stephen Hubbard. My name is Stephen Hubbard, and I have come back.
Listen, listen. What is all here? Bruder Hubbard, Bruder.
Welcome, Bruder Hubbard.
He is here. He has come. Welcome, Bruder.
We are waiting. You are welcome.
You are welcome, and we are waiting.
Who's there? Is anybody there?
Stand up, Hubbard.
Yes, sir.
You have been sleeping, Hubbard.
No, sir. Honestly.
Then answer to the roll call. Present? Absent.
Present. Absent.
Present. Absent.
I am here.
Come, Hubbard. You are expected, Hubbard. You are late, Hubbard.
Stephen.
They've been watching you for the last 2 minutes. Are you ill, man?
Why have they gone away?
Look at me.
You've no right to be here. It is not your school. They're not waiting for you.
Sit on this bank. There you go. Show on your clothes. Now tell me instantly, Stephen, and I must have the truth.
What did you see?
Nothing.
You swear that?
If I had. Oh, I wish I had.
You are in a very dangerous situation. I doubt if you appreciate just how dangerous. Do not meddle with the past. You lack the knowledge.
I heard them so clearly, John.
Heard?
The voices of my old masters. They were taking roll call and they knew me. They remembered. They called me by name.
Come, get up.
Let go of my arm. I shall sit here for a while.
You will do no such thing. I am taking you right away from this place.
For heaven's sake, what is the matter with you, John? You go too far. You are presuming on our friendship.
I have my reasons.
Why should I leave Zomeral? The object of my whole journey
has been achieved.
No, no!
My dear man, on your own admission, you have now searched the length and breadth of that path. You have indeed gone several miles beyond it. And your monastery is not there. Let us forget the business and move forward. I have a fancy to visit the Haute Savoie.
Do so. By yourself.
You have never questioned my judgment before, Stephen.
I have never wavered in my admiration for your talents. This strange gift you have, a rapport with things not of our world. You have uncanny powers, so you must forgive me if I say that on this one occasion I believe you are mistaken.
So are you, my friend.
What? What's that?
I have a long-standing affection for you, certainly. But I am also distressed at the fate of a blacksmith's son, a child from the other side of the valley, and who knows how many others.
Oh, this is mere rumor.
I have seen the records, though the priest, unfortunately, was not there.
Upon my word, you believe the local bogeyman. You really credit the tale of a dangerous road and disappearing children.
The thing is possible, you see.
Rubbish.
Given a powerful will, or even, God help us, a group of spiritually developed but satanic minds working upon someone at puberty or weak from the after effects of illness.
We'd better part company. I decline to be treated as a half-wit. I'm not even in your confidence. What danger do you fear, man?
Evil.
I see.
You dismiss it.
These are mere words.
In the beginning was the word. And yes, you are right. It has become fashionable to deny the existence of evil. That does not unfortunately mean that evil has ceased to exist or work upon the face of the earth.
Ah, now we have it. Your danger has no face, no shape, no name.
I could name it.
Then do, for heaven's sake, end this mystery charade and tell me.
No, Stephen, I would need to be, very much more certain before I spoke.
Then you're not sure. You're simply guessing. You are alarming me and destroying my pleasure in the holiday to no purpose. Oh, I take this very hard, John.
Forgive me.
You spoke of leaving. Are you leaving soon?
Oh, Stephen, this is not worthy of you.
John, I have walked in your shadow too long. Are you startled to find I have a voice of my own and a will, too? For I tell you most decidedly, I will not move from here.
As you wish.
John, I should not like us to part in anger.
Then come with me.
No, no. A few days longer, for if I left, I should become ridiculous in my own eyes.
There are worse things. Can I not persuade you by any means?
No.
Stephen.
Goodbye, John. Bon voyage.
I pray to God I am mistaken.
You are in some trouble, my son?
In truth, I do not know. You are the priest of this village, sir?
But I speak English.
Then I should be grateful for a little information. I wish to know the history of Zamora. And more particularly, the history of a monastery which I believe stood on the mountain slope.
Guten Abend, Herr Hubbard.
Good evening, landlord.
A fine evening.
As you say.
You come back into the inn also?
No, I am going for a walk. Tell me, at what time do you lock the doors?
At 10:30, if you please.
I should be later than that. Can you give me a key or leave a side door open, perhaps?
Nein. In summer, I always sleep. We have to work early, mein Herr. You understand me, yeah?
Perfectly, my dear man, but I am a visitor and can hardly be expected to conform to your local habits. I'm not asking you to wait up for me, merely to be so good as to lend me a key. It is quite impossible to time my return with any precision. I must not lose myself. That would be folly. Here the path divides, as I remember it, and one fork curves to the left. Curious. This track. Only yesterday it seemed overgrown, derelict. Now the way runs clear before me. So, forward. Bless my soul. I must have gone sadly wrong before. Nothing could be more simple. As plain as daylight. But it is not daylight, and the moon has fled. Now, the path should bend. Yes, it bends across the mountain, and we boys broke into a run, for the track dropped sharply away into a hollow. Once you came round the great rock, you could see it. You looked straight down at the monastery. Dear God, what's there? Not ruined, not destroyed. The monastery, still there.
Hubbard, why are you running?
Sorry, sir.
Hubbard, come back.
Yes, sir. I mean, yeah.
You need not speak German now.
I remember you. You took the boys for their Sunday walk. You are...
Bruder Pagri.
Of course. You wouldn't let me eat wild blackberries. Do you remember? Bruder Pagri. Still alive.
The hour grows late. Shall we walk down to the monastery?
I beg your pardon. You must think I'm raving. The fact is, I'm an old pupil. I used to be at school here.
You are most welcome.
You called me by my name.
It is splendid to find a man who returns of his own free will.
My name is Hubbard.
The brothers will be marvelously pleased. Oh, yes. They will be struck by your remarkable action. Come with me.
It has not changed.
What are you saying, mein Bruder?
The dark tower to the east and the high stone walls. Candles glowing behind stained glass. The great oak door, which you were not allowed to use. Bruder Pagel, are we going in by the main entrance?
Why not? You have qualified, I think.
Who is it?
I bring a visitor, Bruder Kalkmann.
Let me explain. I am an old pupil. I was here in 1860. I was passing, and I felt curious.
He has come of his own free will.
Most wonderful. Come in, Bruder Hubert. Come in.
Did I tell you my name?
Follow me, mein Bruder.
I had no intention of intruding. Forgive me. Only my natural curiosity.
Yes?
Why do I know your face?
I taught you to play the violin, Hubert.
So you did. Bruder Kalkmann. How I used to practice. Oh, how fond I was of that violin. I had no ear and certainly no talent, but music practice meant you could escape from the classroom and shut yourself up in one of those little cells.
He is held in the grip of the past.
Follow. If you've forgotten the way, Hubert.
Do you know? I really had.
The boys have retired to bed, of course. But it is splendid of you to come.
Oh, you are most kind. But I cannot stay too long. I have to return to the village.
Surely you will take some wine with us.
I have already...
Oh, we must celebrate this glorious occasion.
Indeed, your coming is most fortunate. We were about to celebrate. Brothers, I have with me Bruder Hubert. He is here as willing officer. Bid him welcome.
Welcome.
You must sit at my right hand.
Sit. It is a great pleasure to me to see you all again. I was surprised. I had never expected...
Some wine, Bruder Hubert.
Thank you. Oh, you must think me a clumsy guest. Awkward, stammering. The fact is, that when I was a boy, we always wondered if the masters drank wine. I am realizing a great ambition, actually, to sit at table
of
with...
Of course him. You are. We understand that very well.
We understand. We admire a great ambition indeed.
Many of you I do not recognize, I'm afraid. I was here in 1860.
Before.
Oh, it's a long time ago. And there are many faces I miss. Kind old Bruder Schliemann. Where is he?
Dead, of course.
Schliemann is dead.
Dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. And the wise Father Superior.
Enough of this. You speak of the past. The past is dead. What do you expect?
Oh, forgive me. I did not mean to distress you. It's simply that finding so many of you miraculously alive, I grieve for the rest. There was Bruder Johann and Bruder Nikolaus and funny little Bruder Meyer who taught us Latin.
They're all dead. You abuse our hospitality. You shall not speak of such things.
I beg your pardon. I have no desire to offend you. I merely thought...
He spoke in ignorance. He is an honored guest. Let him be. More wine, Bruder Hubert.
Thank you.
Permit me to fill your glass. A cigar.
This is really most pleasant. I have been ill recently. I'm here on...
My brother, we know why you are here.
And all the brothers respect you for it.
Yes, we admire the effect.
Except... Forgive me, what did they say?
Not everyone would have the courage, I think.
Oh, you mean to come back? There are disturbing memories, I suppose.
Men hold so fast to worldly things. They can give up so little for their belief.
Upon my word, you do me too much honor. Oh, I cling to the world and the flesh as much as anybody.
And... The devil?
I hope you're not mistaken in me. I am a fairly ordinary man.
That is surely untrue.
He jests. You are pleased to be modest, Bruder Hubert, but we are not deceived.
Well, I am certainly glad to be here amongst you all. I never expected such a welcome.
Why not?
It seems to me... Surely, of all the hundreds of boys who must have stayed here...
You are the first willing officer.
It is only fitting on the question,
Bruder Hubert, we are anxious to make your evening agreeable. On this, your last visit, is there any desire, any memory you would like us to raise for you?
You mean...
Some... memory, it would be pleasant to recall.
Ah, I comprehend you. Oh, you are very kind. I think... Yes, above all, I should like to hear Bruder Kalkman play the violin.
My Bruder?
Why not? Let me fetch my Marty.
Bruder Pagel,
you have made a good choice. Finally, a good choice.
Why did you call it my
last visit.
There is any special music you prefer?
Yes. That piece by Paganini. Oh, foolish. I've completely forgotten the name. But I would enjoy that more than anything, because I could never play it myself.
Good to Fargo.
Hush, the place for you alone.
Oh, this is indeed happiness. Do you still have the boys' orchestra?
Certainly.
I remember it well. And the minstrels' gallery. Ah, yes, there was this strange superstition. I wonder if the masters ever heard it.
What was that, my brother?
Oh, you would no doubt have laughed, but we believed, the story went amongst us boys, that if you looked at the minstrel's gallery at midnight, you would see walking across it the figures of those who were about to die.
Idle words, Hubbard.
Yes, sir.
You cannot see the future.
No, sir.
You are not attending, Hubbard.
Sorry, sir.
What are you staring at?
The gallery. Upon my word. There is somebody there, leaning on the wooden rail.
Impossible.
I can hardly make it out. The room is dark and the cigar smoke drifts across my eyes.
You dream.
But there is a figure beckoning to me.
Look away.
Oh, my God.
Be silent. Be still. I command you.
Now I see it plainly. The figure of a man. Beckoning. God in heaven. The man is myself.
Listen to my music, Fiona.
I can see myself in the gallery.
That of our brother play like a dark angel. That of the music catch your very soul.
Yes.
Be still. Give yourself up to the music.
Tell me, Rhoda, Brupago, what does opera mean?
You will not regret it. This is the supreme moment of your life, Hubbard.
I have entirely forgot my German. Ever since Bruder Kaufmann used the word, I have been trying to remember.
You need no words. Your action is enough.
Oh, my mind has grown so numb, I cannot think clearly.
It will not be long now. Sit quiet. You have not long to wait.
No, I am unwell. I must leave you.
Sit down.
But I remember.
You will obey me.
Offer things. Sacrifice. They put their heads together. They huddle in their robes and drink wine. Why are they all smiling at me? I am Stephen Hubbard!
The time has come, Stephen Hubbard.
I must go. I'm not well. Forgive me.
The master will be here at midnight.
The master. I cannot stay.
I will accept your sacrifice.
I am here.
I will heal you.
My Lord and my God, very present help in time of trouble.
Lie back. It's finished.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Even.
You.
I've been watching for the past hour.
I thought I was dead. Oh, dear heaven. Cold.
They're on the mountainside. Here, drink this.
What is the matter with my throat? Where is the monastery?
There is no monastery, my friend.
I saw. I heard. You. You said you had been watching.
Oh, yes. The pressure on the mind was amazingly strong. It formed the most powerful images. Can you stand?
Hallucination.
If you like.
Only the night sky. The alien stars. Are you telling me it was never there at all? It was not real?
It was real enough, Stephen. But it was not there, not in the sense you understand it.
Bushes, dark trees, not even a path.
Scorched earth.
What's this?
I think they burnt it to the ground.
Who?
The villagers, of course. Once they discovered... but we will talk of that later. Can you walk? We must get you back to the inn, to a fire.
It seems a nightmare from the past. I can barely remember it now.
You were in grave danger last night, and I fear I took an unforgivable risk. But the thing had to be done. Landlord. You'll have brandy.
Thank you.
Two large brandies.
Your pleasure, Doctor.
You say you took a risk in leaving me here in Zomerar.
No. I had always intended to return. No, in waiting for so long before I broke the trance.
Yes. You just stood there watching me. In heaven's name, why?
You were being used, my friend. Your mind was a conducting element through which a malignant force could operate. I had no choice. I had to make the evil show itself, and then I could destroy it.
I cannot believe this. There were many good men at the monastery.
Of course, that is why they chose it.
They?
Oh, Stephen, the old question, the old answer. There is no hiding place more suited to vice, no home more easy to penetrate than a simple, innocent community. I think there were no more than three of them. They practiced the worship of the devil within the sanctuary itself. Certainly the villagers who have an animal instinct for dangers became suspicious. And when the children vanished, they burnt the place to the ground. Unfortunately for them, they had destroyed the physical building, but not the will to do evil which had focused there. It lived on.
Reaching out into the present day.
Oh, yes.
Can such things be?
You doubt it?
My mind refuses to accept.
And therein lies your difficulty. You've never understood the nature of a man's mind, Stephen, or the terrifying force it can control.
Bitte schön. Zwei große Cognac, meine Herren.
Thank you.
Bitte, Herr Doktor.
I would dismiss the affair as a sick man's dream. Only...
Well?
In my delirium, I thought they were, in truth, about to strangle me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You will not have noticed it is concealed under my shirt. But when I dressed this morning, it was still there, John. A deep bruise across my neck.
Secret Worship by Algernon Blackwood was adapted for radio by Sheila Hodgson. John Silence was played by Malcolm Hayes, and Stephen Hubbard by Fraser Carr. The Landlord, Michael Wolfe. Bruder Pagel, Alan Dudley. Bruder Kalkmann, Dennis McCarthy, the priest, Sean Probert, the post office clerk, John Bull, the waiter, Peter Whitman, the porter, Roger Gartland, and the cabbie, Michael Shannon. The production was by Harry Catlin.